Although this blog will mainly be a personal account of life living in Armenia since 1998, it will also take a look back at key issues which still affect the country today. One of those issues is poverty, a topic I covered extensively from 2000 to 2006. Back then, the Armenian diaspora was largely ignorant of such problems, and not least because of the new construction work evident in the center of Yerevan. However, that was just a facade to the real situation for many Armenians, and especially those with large numbers of children. According to UNICEF, the situation is not much different today. Indeed, even government statistics have registered a rise in poverty in Armenia, from 28% in 2009 to 36% today. And that's according to the officially defined poverty line, set incredibly low, with around 40% of children considered particularly vulnerable. Looking back, it's a pity that there hadn't been more engagement from the diaspora, with some ethnic Armenians abroad even considering the very mention of there being poverty in the country as some kind of treason or betrayal. Indeed, prior to 2003, the local Armenian media didn't cover it at all until the government of the day effectively gave the green light with the announcement of their poverty reduction strategy paper late the same year. More than a year later in 2004, however, there appeared to be little progress, and not least for those families living outside of the welfare system who lacked proper documentation or the support of any local or international organization. Even taking the head of UNICEF in Armenia to a squat in a once prosperous, now run-down industrial part of Yerevan didn't change the lot of the families living there. Working at Hetk Online at the time, however, we did publish some articles. Exacerbated by corruption, too close borders, a lack of foreign direct investment, oligarchy, and an inadequate social safety net, the situation was made worse last year when Armenia finally felt the brunt of the global economic crisis. Of course, Armenia is not alone in its dire socio-economic situation. With a GDP per capita of just $5,700 in 2010, according to the CIA factbook, Georgia stood at $4,900 the same year. In oil-rich Azerbaijan, it was $10,900. According to the 2011 United Nations Human Development Report, Armenia was ranked 86th out of 169 countries, trailing Georgia at 75th, but slightly ahead of Azerbaijan at 91st. Nevertheless, that will come as small comfort to those living in poverty in Armenia, especially when the country continues to rely on remittances from migrant workers abroad to keep the economy afloat. And, isolated from regional projects, it is possible that Armenia will slip behind both in the coming years.